This is Dr. Herb L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Am I going to act like a responsible human or a responsible spiritual being? Now, a responsible human, just in one illustration here, will have offense to discourage people who are riding their off-road bikes and vehicles from coming on the property and sort of messing up the meditation trails. A responsible human being would be a person who would make sure that fence is in good repair at all times and make sure that that fence is doing its job and that there are signs that tell the off-road vehicle people that this is private property and that this is a meditation center, a spiritual retreat, and that it is for people to be in quietness. And when they see the roaring tracks of tires that brought about by the off-road people, it's discouraging. Need not be, but it's discouraging. And it's sort of something that you want to stop. So it's like saying, I don't want you to ride your motorcycle through my bedroom. And of course, because we have this I don't want, and because we have this condition that says something is not perfect, then the condition exacerbates itself, keeps on growing and growing and growing, and is really something quite quite horrendous. It doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way at all, but it surely is. And the reason it is that way is that we are thinking as human beings. And human beings are always trying to put the right cause in motion. Human beings are always trying to say how things should be. Human beings are always trying to say how the world should be run. And they sometimes forget the things by just saying, okay, now this is my world, and I wrap it in my pure white light of love, and all is in divine order. Or I put up signs and I say, no trespassing. You cannot do this. This is a state law, a federal law. These are the rules of the ownership of property. You cannot drive your motorcycle into my bedroom, into my living room, and things like that, or up in my front lawn, because this is what I have. And we can become irritated and become very distressed over the fact that people are inconsiderate in that way. But we created them inconsiderate. We created them that way. If we would wrap our property, as we have done so often, but sometimes ineffectively, wrap our property with the pure white light of love. And as we wrap our property with the pure white light of love, we say all is in divine order. And as we say all is in divine order, we do not need to have fences, we do not need to have any type of barrier to keep people out or keep people in or keep dogs out or in. All we do is say all is in divine order. And we recognize that, we know that, we experience that, and as we do that, everything is in divine order. That's the way life goes. All is in divine order. All is harmonious. All is wonderful. All is peaceful. All is beneficial. But if it isn't, then we're constantly fighting, one minute to the next minute to the next minute, constantly at war with how things are to be done. And as we constantly battle how things are to be done, what happens? We experience this lack of awareness. We experience this lack of it being done. It's a very sad thing to do, to live in a world where you have to constantly remake it, where you have to constantly reinvent the wheel. You have to constantly bring forth that which should have been there all along. A community that lives in harmony is a community that has values. And those values are not impressed upon the people. They are just taught to the people. They're taught to the children as they grow up. And as the children become adults, they teach it to their children, and they live it, and everyone in their world recognizes it. and responds to it and respects it. Now we can put the cause of spiritual awareness in motion too, and we can be spiritually directed. We can say, I have chosen to live in a certain manner, and I live in this way. You might say that's rather physical yet, but not really. And so all is in divine order. All is in balance. All is in harmony. I don't say that people stay off of my property with their off-road vehicles. I just say all is in divine order. All is in perfect harmony. All is in right action. Now, would a knowing person or a sensitive, caring person ever violate another's rights? No. Would a sensitive, caring person ever drive their motorcycle into your bedroom? Not on purpose, but even then it would be on purpose. Does a sensitive, caring person ever go against the highest and the best for the community? No, not really. So when you say, all is in divine order, and you say, whatever is the highest and best, I see that done now. And if the highest and best is the recognition of the rights of people, recognition of that which is the highest and best, the values, the morals, the directions that are operating our country, our world, our city, our community, our family, ourselves, then that is what operates it. That's what conducts it. That is the guiding light. We can take that guiding light, and we can use that guiding light as our modus operandi, our direction, our way of doing things. And as we do that, we stop fighting. We stop being angry at people for doing things. And rather than being angry or being upset or being tense, we merely say, all is in divine order, and mean it. And as we say, all is in divine order, we let go and let it be in divine order. And as we let go and let it be in divine order, sure enough, it is exactly that way that it fulfills itself. It's exactly that way that it comes about in our world. It's exactly that way that we have it. And we are the spiritual master that we should be, that we are, and we could be, that we are, and that we are. Today, enjoy your spiritual mastership. Enjoy your talent and ability to be the amazing, fantastic, joyous, wonderful being that you are. And be it with the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart. Be it with those words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart as we speak our word and say, all is in divine order. All is harmonious. And so be it. You see, we don't have to put up signs. We don't have to put up fences. We don't have to put up barriers. Rather, we surround with our pure white light of love, seeing all in divine order, now and always. And then you better believe it. I love you. I love you. I love you. I believe it.